Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. A CNN doctor actually admitted masks don't work. It was a quick little slip. Surprise, CNN didn't fire her on the spot. That's because they have so many hosts at CNN that will, for the rest of the day, tell people that masks are important and they should wear masks. So they're not short of people lying. They have plenty of people there to lie to the masses. But for some reason, their doctor, who usually spins for the liberal agenda, let it slip that masks don't work. It must have been shocking to the CNN audience. I hope they didn't have, you know, a heart attack or anything while watching. What was that, truth? Was there someone actually said truth at CNN? What the heck is going on here? I'm supposed to be lied to when I watch CNN. I need to be lied to believe lies so that I can follow the left. If not, if truth is spoken on CNN, then no one would be a Democrat. Oh my goodness. I don't know. It was like, it could have been a ripple in the time continuum, at least at CNN. So let me play you Grant Stinchfield talking about this and playing the very quick, it's very quick, but truthful statement from a doctor on CNN. That's amazing.
Dr. Wen, this is this left-wing loon on CNN. She's constantly trotted out there, but she said something today which knocked me off my sock, out of my socks. Take a listen to this.
Don't wear a cloth mask. Cloth masks are little more than facial decorations.
Cloth masks are little more than facial decorations, Kelly Sadler.
Yes, well, I mean, I think we've known this for a while. And the fact that we're all still parading around with this theater, it just blows my mind. I mean, the CDC, the fact that we're masking our kids, not to go back to the kids again, but this is very important, we're masking them in schools based on CDC guidance of a thoroughly debunked study right now, is absolutely insane. So yes, even on CNN, a broken clock is right twice a day. And it's about time we start admitting that this is an endemic, this virus is going to be with us, and masks, there is no study out there that proves the effectiveness of these cloth masks that we're all wearing.
Yeah. Look, I still remember, Kelly Sadler, I played a video, and Kelly Ward, you too, I played a video of a woman taking one of those vape deals, sucking it through the mask, and then blowing all the vape back out through the mask. Those vape particles are bigger than the virus. If it can't stop that, it's not going to stop the virus. And that's my scientific experiment. Dr. Kelly Ward, thank you. Kelly Sadler, thank you as well.
All right. That is a true scientific experiment because most people don't know, if they watch CNN, they don't know, what is the size of the virus? It is point, I should put a zero in front of it so you really understand, 0.12 in microns. But to put that into perspective, because most people are like, well, what's the size of a micron? A hair, a piece of hair, is usually around 77 microns. Not 0.77, no, full 77 microns. And the virus, and let me tell you this, you can poke a hair through most cloth masks, and it's 77 microns. The virus is 0.12 in size. I've always said it this way, though. If you can breathe through your mask, the virus can get through. The only way your mask is actually truly protecting you is if you actually couldn't breathe. If you couldn't breathe through it, then it might actually block COVID-19. But if you can breathe through it, it's not going to be able to block COVID-19. That's how small COVID-19 is. It's that simple, folks. It really is that simple. That's all you have to know. It's been a scam, and I think most people know that the mask thing is a scam. But it's more than a scam. Why? Why do they have to perpetuate? Why do they never want to let it go? They have to make you think a pandemic is going on. Remember, there's a 99.97 survival rate of healthy people. The people who died of COVID-19 had pre-existing conditions, most of them, and they fudged all the numbers, so we'll never know what the real numbers are, by saying people died with COVID, not of COVID. Very famously, they were labeling people, this really did happen, died in a motorcycle crash, but they he had tested positive, I guess, that day of or some other time before, or I don't know if they tested him when they brought him into the hospital. I'm not sure when they tested him, but they tested him for COVID, and they labeled him a COVID death because he died with COVID, but he died in a motorcycle crash. That's true. This really did happen, and hospitals were paid extra money for COVID cases, so they had an incentive to label everything as COVID. It was a giant scam. Here's the thing. There never was an actual pandemic. COVID-19 is real, but COVID-19 has never been a pandemic. It doesn't qualify as a pandemic. When you have a 99% survival rate, you're not a pandemic. Here's the, if there was no, if the government didn't do the stuff it did to you, you would have never known. Imagine this. Imagine they never tell you that there's COVID-19 out of China. They never tell you. It never makes the news. They never tell you to lock down. They never tell you to do anything. They never tell you to wear face masks. Would you have known that a pandemic was going on? It's the only pandemic in history where people had to go and test themselves who felt perfectly fine and say, oh my gosh, I got tested positive for COVID. You had to test to see if you have it. Do you realize how insane that is? If they never put it on the news, not one person would even have noticed. Go ask the Amish. You think the Amish were like, oh my gosh, a pandemic hit the Amish. The Amish started dropping dead all over the place, and they didn't know why because they don't watch TV, but clearly it was COVID-19. No, that didn't happen. Nothing happened. They didn't notice a single difference in their life. Not a single difference, because they don't have TVs to be brainwashed. That's why. That's why the Amish were totally unaffected by COVID-19. You were affected, not by COVID-19. Always remember this. COVID-19 didn't do jack squat to you. The government did. Your life changed because the government got involved in your life, not because COVID-19 did anything to you. The people who died, and I'm not trying to be mean, but mostly were dying of something else, and many of them would have died in that year regardless of whether COVID-19 ever came about or not. No one wants to say the truth, but these people are on the path of dying. They just took people who were on the path of dying and said and labeled them. People died with COVID-19 and made them COVID-19 case, but they were already on the path of dying. How do I know this is 100% true? Our death rate for the big pandemic year and the breakthrough year actually was under what they expected the average death rate per year would be. How can you have a pandemic and have the death rate actually decline statistically for the entire year when it should have been massively greater? The only way you could say that all these people died of COVID-19, yet the death rate came in under, not over, under what was to be expected for the year by averaging out each year as we go forward what the average amount of deaths would be. It actually came out slightly under what would have been expected. The only way that can happen is if the people who were already normally going to die were being labeled as COVID-19. That's the only way statistically that can happen. The statistics prove for a fact that they just label people who are already on the path of dying as COVID-19 cases to make you think that healthy people were dropping dead. Healthy people were not dropping dead. The only pandemic that's going to come out of all of this is going to be a vaccine pandemic. I'm telling you that. And they're going to label it part of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's really the vaccine. We're already seeing it, folks. We're already seeing it. How are we already seeing it? Let me ask you this. Even with this Omicron hysteria, and they even have to admit that it's very weak and it's not dangerous at all. Even with that, who's being affected the most? Israel? New York? Why is that? Is it just a coincidence that Israel is the most vaccinated nation on earth and New York is the most vaccinated city in America? And who's seeing problems with Omicron? More cases. And that's not even they're not even seeing major problems, to be honest with you, because Omicron is not very deadly. But they're seeing lots of cases where people are vaccinated the most. So wherever people are vaccinated the most, you're seeing, oh, people are coming down with COVID, and all this Omicron variant, the breakthrough cases. But then they go on the news and tell you it's the unvaccinated that are causing all this problem. Really? So then how come the, I don't know which part of the country, but they probably know, has the least amount of vaccinated people, and I guarantee you they will have the least amount of problems. How can it be statistically this way that the places where there are more vaccinated people than any other place always are getting hit the worst? Because it's the vaccine that's doing it to them by antibody immune enhancement, where their immune system has been weakened, as doctors have warned, weakened by getting several jabs. The more jabs you get, the more it seems to weaken your immune system, because the animal study said that antibody immune enhancement can happen. And it's a very dangerous thing. Hopefully, it doesn't occur in mass scale like it did with the animals with this mRNA technology. I hope it doesn't happen on a mass scale for humans. We don't know. Time will only tell. You've got to understand that this thing is a long-term thing, not a short-term thing. They never gave the vax thinking people are going to drop dead when we give them this vaccine. The other thing is, always remember this, your vaccine, there's no such thing as breakthrough cases either. That's a lie too. What it means is your vaccine doesn't work. It never did work. It can't work scientifically and medically. Dr. Bakhti has explained, he's one of the leading experts in the world about the immune system. And what most people, and I didn't know this until I heard Dr. Bakhti explain it, but then I realized I had vaguely heard this stuff before, but he made it very clear. You basically have two different antibody systems. He calls them the Navy and the Air Force. And your blood system is a closed off system, and it will protect your organs. You have antibodies that protect your organs in your blood. So when you get the vaccine, it's going into your blood, but your respiratory system is a completely different, I think it's lymphocytes is what they're called, the antibodies in there, that will protect your lungs and your digestive tract, which is separate, and they don't really cross over. There might be a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction crossover, but for the most part, they function separately. This is the reason why they have never been able to cure the common cold with a vaccine. Or this is the reason why everyone knows the flu shots don't really work. The flu shots can't work because they're injecting you in your blood, but the flu, any airborne virus will still get in and infect the lungs and go to the digestive tract. And you can get the flu with down to your stomach and get the stomach flu and stuff. And it doesn't matter if you get a vaccine, it ain't gonna do jack squat. It doesn't protect you from that. You would have to be protected from a blood disease. This is also why they're trying to pretend, well, yeah, you can still get sick and you can still spread it. So they're admitting that I'm right about this, that your respiratory system is a whole different track. But we're protecting your organs through the blood. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're protecting. And people aren't dying from it, except for COVID-19 has a 99% survival rate. People don't die of COVID-19 that are healthy. So anyone can make that statement. As I've said before, I could give you a glass of water and say, it won't protect you from getting COVID-19, and you can still spread COVID-19, but if you drink this water, you won't die. And I'll be right. You won't die. That's all they've done with the vaccine, folks. They've given you something that does absolutely nothing. It scientifically cannot. And I'm not, this is not an opinion, folks. I'm not just saying this. I get frustrated that people don't believe the truth. They can't stop the common cold because your antibodies, when you get an injection, don't function that way to help your respiratory tract. As Dr. Bakhti said, the only way they could ever really do that to stop a cold or a flu is they'd have to develop a mist spray that goes to your antibodies in your lungs. And they've tried developing those. They've tried for years. You've heard of those mist things for the flu virus. They've tried. They have never been successful. They can't cure the common cold. They can't cure any coronavirus that is airborne, any airborne virus. They can't stop. They literally have no ability. It's all a scam making money off of you. And if it's a biological weapon from China, then the antibody-dependent immune enhancement syndrome that weakens your immune system, it could be a weapon that they release something else to attack your body, to make your own antibodies attack your own blood cells with spike proteins. That is a very big possibility. But folks, you say, I just have to take your word for it. No, go look at my old videos where I have played expert after expert. That's how I get this information. I'm getting information from experts. It's not my information. It's the truth. I'm just relaying it. Let me give you another expert. Let me give you another truth teller. On War Room with Steve Bannon, Dr. Martin Kohldorf, he's of Harvard Medical School, and he says that Fauci didn't even practice public health at all during this pandemic. It's not public health, and he explains why. Listen to the expert from Harvard who's putting his career on the line by disagreeing with Fauci. And you think he's going to lie and put his career on the line just to disagree with Fauci? Of course not. Here he is. Here's Steve Bannon asking the question first.
In your professional opinion, why was things like traditional herd immunity or therapeutics or doing this in another way, except for what they went in all in on vaccines? Why do you think that happened? What's your best guess of that?
So it's not for public health reasons. So there are other societal or political reasons, which probably others understand better than I do, because I'm a simple scientist. But there's no public health reasons. It goes against the basic principles of public health. So one thing that happened was that all the focus was on COVID. That's not public health. You have to consider all the collateral damage on cancer screening and treatment. We have had worse cardiovascular disease outcomes, worse diabetes treatments. The mental health has been a huge disaster. And then, of course, we have the educational issues that children haven't gone to school, and that's, of course, critically important. So we have all this collateral damage that these lockdowns and other restrictions have caused, and that's part of public health. And to ignore that means you don't understand public health.
That's right. When you cause a detriment to public health and the overall well-being, to the entire public's health, by shutting hospitals down and saying we're only going to treat COVID people and we're going to put off anybody who needs non-essential surgeries or anything else. And non-essential just simply means you're not going to basically die right at that moment, but it still could be essential that you need it, and the fact that it was delayed will cause you to die. Like with cancer treatments, the earlier you can diagnose cancer, the better chance you have. Delaying it raises the chances that you die of it, and they did delay all those things. That's not for public health. It was a political reason, as he's saying, and they concentrated solely on one thing, COVID-19, and they tried and they fudged all the numbers. As I said earlier in this video, they made it all up, folks, and just said people dying with COVID. And then they were saying that the New York hospitals were overrun. Do you remember that? Yet people were videotaping. There was nobody in the emergency rooms. And here's the biggest proof that the New York hospitals were never overrun. And they lied to you about the they were never overrun. You listen to me. They were never overrun. That some of them could have been busy, but they were never overrun. That's a lie. How do I know? Because Donald Trump set up a whole hospital using the military, and not one bed was used. And then Trump brought in a medical ship, and not one person was transferred from those hospitals to any of those facilities because they were overrun. That's your proof right there. They lied. And don't forget, then they put COVID-19 patients in nursing homes, knowing people were on the brink of death in those nursing homes, and hoping to get COVID-19 to spread in those nursing homes and push those people over the edge to run up the numbers. And Cuomo did that on purpose. Don't feel sorry for Cuomo, because now they're going after him. He's not a good man. But how about this? I've got something more for you. Dr. Martin Kohldorf of Harvard Medical School on why we don't see doctors standing up and speaking the truth to the media like he is. I mean, if this doctor's right, and if the experts that I rely on are right, why are these other doctors going on CNN and saying different than him? they would have to actually know the truth, right? He actually will tell you, most doctors that he speaks to behind the scenes, they all agree with people like me and him. They agree with us. They won't speak out because their job or their financing depends on obeying Fauci. And that's why most doctors won't say anything. Take a listen.
When I cut on CNN and MSNBC every day, whether it's from Johns Hopkins or all these top universities, I get all these experts, not just in public health, but epidemiologists, vaccinologists, and they just over and over, it's relentless. It's and there's no counter argument on these networks or even places like the New York Times or the Washington Post. Why is it seems like so many of the experts in the field also said no therapeutics, nothing about herd immunity? And in fact, you can't get to herd immunity. You've got to vaccinate your way there. Why do you think that happened?
So I think it's sort of a misconception of what most infectious disease and other things, because those who I colleagues that I talk to privately, they are not excited about lockdowns, and they agree with us about focus protection, that's the right approach. But the problem is that if you have NIH director and the and Fauci at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, when they go and make public health policy strategy, when they are pushing for something, other scientists will not dare to speak up, because they are the ones who fund all the scientists. So I knew when I started to speak up that there would be consequences and that my scientific career might be over, because I was challenging these very powerful people who are sitting on the money. But I've been working with 20 years on infectious disease outbreaks, so I can't be a scientist and keep quiet about these things and this disaster. I think we have the proof now that these restrictions were disastrous, both for COVID as well as collateral damage.
100% right. And look, he's telling you, he knew by speaking the truth, his scientific career could be over with. That's how much power these people have. That's why the ones that go on CNN, they know the truth. They know we're right. They would rather have their job. And this goes for local doctors too that don't speak up, by the way. The local doctor is really saying, I can't speak up because I might lose my job. I'd rather keep my job than to save people's lives. It might not even be that you're saving someone's life by speaking the truth. It could be in that situation. It's not always. But I don't want to speak up because I could lose my job, then tell the truth and help end this facade. Oh, but I'd have to have courage. I'd have to take a stand. And if enough people around me don't stand up with me, I'm going to get squashed. And they're right on that. The sad thing is, they're all thinking the same thing. If they all would just realize, wait a minute, once one stands up, that means you should stand up with them. Stand up with them. Stand up with, and then they'll all stand up. But they don't. They don't. And then some of the more famous ones that stand up and start to get traction will be squashed as an example to try to ensure that no other doctor tells the truth about all of this. They don't want the truth out there. But we tell you the truth every single time. And I don't make a dime more whether I tell you the truth about this or not. I could come in and do videos and say, Dr. Fauci's right on everything, and I would still make the same amount of money. The problem is, I'd have to lie to do that, so I can't ever do that. I can't come out here and tell you that someone who's a blatant liar is telling you the truth. No, he's a blatant liar. So I'm obligated to tell you that. Dr. Fauci is one of the biggest liars in the history of the world. And he will go down as one of the most evil men who has ever lived in history. But you know who was not one of the most evil men? Donald Trump, baby. Do you love Donald Trump? Do you want Trump world? You're missing out. It's a collector's item. You want to know why the deep state hated Donald Trump? You will see the actions and a visual with pictures. It's cool. Timeline of Trump taking on the deep state. So it really is a cool collector's item. And it's simple. It's laid out to where, you know, teenagers could easily understand. They could read this, not even teenagers, younger than teenagers, tweens. The tweens could read this and have a full understanding of what Donald Trump did to make the deep state hate his guts. So, you want to save 25%? Use the promo code Trump25BA. Trump25BA. Go to thenewamerican.com and get yourself a copy. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya! Hey guys, our freedom is under attack. I'm sure you're well aware of that. And yet, the loss of freedom is not inevitable. America can be saved, and an informed citizenry can and will make the difference. What you need to do is check out Beyond the Cover, weekly episodes of Beyond the Cover. Check them out at thenewamerican.com. So you can look at the regular magazine, The New American, but go beyond the cover with Beyond the Cover. Go to thenewamerican.com.